Sometimes it's really good to be looking at a Friday, especially this week. On Monday, American stock markets plunged. The Dow alone opened at an historic drop of over 1,000 points. And over this week, financial folk have been trying to help the rest of us make some sense of it and the market's movements in the global context. We called David Hunter from the UH Seidler School of College of Business for a scholarly approach. And Professor Hunter joins us now in our studio. Good morning. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning.
It's always a tough thing when people see movements like this, and this one in particular, because we really hadn't seen a movement like this close to it in 2010, but not like over 1,000 points in this way. And the big question that is on everyone's lips is this just a correction, or is this really another crisis?
The markets are always forward-looking, and so it's hard to say at this point if it really might be a crisis. That could always happen. But at least all the indicators right now would suggest that it doesn't appear to be so. Right now, growth in the U.S. is still positive. There's very low unemployment. Most of the crisis seems to be more out of fears for potentially lowering interest rates by the Fed. And the crisis in China also seems to have had some effect.
Watching what happened in China and seeing that 8.5% drop, and then seeing that there's real issues happening in the EU, with the EU, and knowing that the Fed is just waiting for the right moment to be able to raise interest rates. Those things, the confluence of all those things, obviously gave us what we saw this week. But how much of that do you see, if you could disentangle it and say, okay, as we move forward, there may be some other issues that we should just expect as a matter of course, as opposed to seeing elements simply colliding and producing a crisis?
Well, the main thing to keep in mind is that corrections are normal. The reason stock markets earn high returns is because there is some element of risk. And so you should expect that risk. You should expect that there will be, on bad news, there will be occasional times when markets are down. And that's just the normal course of things. You see it in this week. It was sudden fears on the first 2 days, but all of a sudden the markets realized that things weren't so bad. And so the subsequent 2 days, things improved and corrected very quickly.
Was it unrealistic when the Dow was well above 18,000? I mean, was that just a false high?
I think that when people are expecting high growth, I think that 18,000 of the Dow would be very reasonable. It really comes down to what you should expect in future growth. And when, we do see, obviously, in the late 1990s with the dot-com crisis, obviously, internet companies were valued much too high. But leading up to that, expectations were very, very positive for internet companies. And so, those high values were arguably sustainable. Now, with hindsight, we learned that that was probably not the case. But I think there's some very positive things looking forward for the U.S. economy. And for that reason, the market values may very well be legitimate, may be sustainable.
In what sector in particular? I mean, as you look in the market, because looking at the history of what we saw, the dot-com crisis happen, but before mm-hmm. that, everything was looking so great, and all anybody could talk about were dot-coms, and people were calling things like amazing Amazon, I mean, all those things that we were talking about then. Mm-hmm. And now, looking at how life has changed a little bit, a lot, and what bubbles may exist that we don't really understand well now, because we don't have the blessings of hindsight yet, but as you say, the market's always forward-looking. What do you see in terms of market sectors that might potentially be a problem?
One thing I teach in my class is that you have to avoid just having a single focus view. If you're picking just a single sector, you may be right, you may be wrong, and it's more a function of luck, because things change very quickly. It's much more prudent to look at a diversified portfolio, to try and look at, on the margin, you may over-allocate to an industry that you think looks more appealing, But you shouldn't bet your entire portfolio on that, because it just increases the risk of loss to you. Even in a good market, there will be certain industries that do very poorly. And it's very hard to predict that ahead of time. There are some investors that will claim they can, but it's a very risky thing to do that. It's another way of trying to time the market, which can be very, very risky.
Well, do you know anybody who times the market well?
In the research I've seen, it's very rare.
Well, that's the point, that you can't try to second guess it. But you can make some educated assumptions about what may happen and then see if they prove true. If you are risk tolerant and able to do that with what you're investing in. But as you look at this in a whole, and you look at it now in the global context, what do you think that we need to be looking at with our own markets that are so, in many ways now, tied inextricably to what's happening overseas?
I think that there's some very positive things. If you look at China, it's had some very bad times. There is still some positive growth in China. If you look at Europe, there's been some very positive advancements in Europe. You look at Greece, and they've been able to mitigate some of the risks there, and so there may be some opportunities. Within the U.S., we have still very low interest rates. We have low inflation. We have low unemployment. And so the outlook right now, it looks like there's some very positive things. We know the Fed is trying to slow down the market a little bit. That's simply because, one, they need to raise rates, and two, that things are moving along very, very strongly, and it might make sense to put the brakes on a little bit. We know they're very conscious of that. And so but the outlook is still very, very positive. We're still a very strong economy. We still have a lot of success in the businesses that can be invested in. So,
is it inevitable that the Fed will raise rates, that people should just get their minds around that fact that at some point that's going to happen, and it's not going to be necessarily a call to action to have everything devolve and panic to erupt?
I think the markets anticipate that to happen eventually.
So that's built in?
Yes, that is. That's priced in the markets. Now, if it happens in September because of the crisis this week, or because of the decrease in markets this week, it seems like that may be a little less likely. But we should expect it, and the markets are expecting it. If you look at the interest rates, short-term interest rates, they do seem to predict a little bit of an increase, but it only seems to be marginal. It doesn't seem to be very large at this point.
All right. Well, on that good note, we'll end, and thanks so much for coming in and giving us your perspective.
Thank you.
David Hunter is an assistant professor of finance at the University of Hawaii at the Manoa Schuyler College of Business.